one in mop-up duty.
Yeah, you know, I would have liked to have seen Devin play a little bit more, but I just felt like, you know, we went three and out there, and then I was worried that we weren't going to be able to get into a rhythm. We already felt a little clunky early on, missed some short yardage situations, didn't convert on some third downs. And so I didn't want to run the risk of putting ourselves in a bad spot by continually moving those guys in and out. But going in, you know, really wanted to play Devin some more. Would like to do that moving forward. But like I said from the beginning, we got to make sure we're doing what's right for the team, what's right for Ohio State. And I felt like that was the right call at the time.
Right next door, Tim May.
Yeah, Ryan, second half, you guys got stuffed on that fourth. I can't remember exactly when in the game. What part of fourth and two down there in? Instead of kicking a field goal, it might have been the first half. But the bottom line,
it was the first half, yeah.
What was kind of the thinking there? Establish something with your offensive line?
I think it was on the 29-yard line.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was probably on the outer edge of Jaden's field goal range. So I felt like at that point, you know, that was the right spot to go for. It was fourth and two. I was disappointed that we didn't convert on that. Disappointed we didn't convert on the third down first. But I was ready to go for it on fourth down based on where the ball was. If it was another 10 yards in, we probably would have kicked the field goal.
And based on the way the second half went, do you feel better about your offense than you did at halftime? And what are your thought patterns on that?
Mixed bag, I guess, right now. You know, I thought there were some good things. But we got to play better situational football. We got to finish in the red zone. We got to finish in short yardage. And we got to do a better job on third down. If we can do that, then certainly, you know, we'll do better. You know, we need to run the football. I thought there was times, you know, it was kind of by committee today. You know, those games seem to go fast. You know, they had 54 total plays. We had 67. But, man, it seems to go fast. And, you know, I guess we ended up with about 27 rushes and about 33 passes, which is decent balance right there. Chip ended up with about 7 yards a carry. The other guys were just south of 4 yards a carry. We'd like to see all that, you know, north of 5 or 6 yards a carry. Then we're really cooking. So, you know, we know what we need to do in order to win, you know, down the stretch, play great defense, run the football, and we'll continue to work to do that. But, like I said on the radio, it's okay for me to be excited about great defense, you know. And I thought our defense played really well, and so I'm excited about that. I think what we talked about is it's a different-looking defense. You know, we got some good length out there. We got our hands on some balls early. You know, they took some shots early. I thought we were there, ready to make the play. Defensive line was disruptive. So lots to grow on. You know, you got to get that first win, and anytime you're dealing with a new quarterback and some guys in new spots, conference game on the road, you know, it's good to get that one under your belt.
Rob Aller, dispatch.
Ryan, it was kind of new for you too. No Kevin Wilson. I mean, how did the whole play calling thing play out that way? I mean, did Brian really get, was he the new Kevin Wilson, or did it have a different dynamic?
Yeah. You know, a lot of great feedback from Brian. You know, between the series, we talk about it. You know, there was a lot of dead. Like there was some injuries, and so then we got these timeouts. It was a lot of times we were over by the sideline talking about each play. I felt like it was just kind of that way today for whatever reason. I don't know if that's because the clock's running and the TV timeouts happen, but it just seemed like we were over on the sideline a lot. But during those times, we're constantly having conversation. Justin Fry is very much involved, and the guys upstairs. So, you know, it was a team effort, but, you know, and a good start. But as we start to get into some of the games in the next couple of weeks, you know, we'll start to figure out how it's all going to work out moving forward. But like I said before, we got to do what's best to win. And, you know, Brian's doing a great job.
It was pretty seamless then?
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, you look, you know, you'd like to have more than 23 points. So I don't know if that's the operation or what. I think that's part of identifying week one, what's going on. The number one goal was to get a win today. Didn't know exactly how it was going to play out. Glad we got the win, but now we got to get better.
Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
How did you feel about the way Kyle played? What did you like? What needs to be better?
I thought in the third quarter, during those couple drives, we got into a rhythm. He made some nice throws. Made the nice throw to Marvin that, you know, the refs told me that he got pushed out of bounds or he put himself out of bounds. I'd like to see the film. Nice throw. But then we came right back and scored right after that, which is good. That's a good sign because it can be deflating when you throw a touchdown. Then you got to come back and do it again. That was good. I thought the throw down the middle to Cade was a really nice throw. That was big. You know, there was some plays certainly we want to have back. You know, I think we'll have to, again, look at the film and see. I think it was a mixed bag overall. got to see if it was a mix, positive or negative, you know, and that's part of watching the film. Sometimes you think coming out of the game that something happened, and you didn't quite see it that way on the film. So we'll get on it, identify it, and move forward.
Austin Ward, Rivals.
Ryan, you've said mixed bag a couple times. How much were you anticipating it looking like that today? I mean, that's an opener. It's a big tip on the road. I know you probably want better, but
yes.
Did you anticipate some of this today?
Yes, but I want better, like you said. Yeah, yeah. I did anticipate some of this. Yeah. Saw it going a little the way it did, but I thought we'd get more points. I thought we would convert some of those, and we're used to doing that here.
Dan Hope, Lebanon Warriors.
Ryan, you mentioned the third down struggles a couple times. Is there anything that sticks out to you about why you guys weren't able to convert those situations?
Well, I know when you get off schedule and it's 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, you know, the percentages there go way down. But we expect on 3rd and 3, 3rd and 2, 3rd and 1 to convert about 80% of the time. When we're not, that puts us completely out of whack. And that happened today. And that can't happen moving forward.
Pat Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
Ryan, you mentioned the running backs. How do you see that playing out going forward? I know it's the first game, but obviously you saw one guy get into a rhythm. Do you feel like you guys will have that as a feel, or will one guy kind of carry the load?
No, I mean, you know, Trey's the starter, and Mayan's right there, and you can see what Chip can do. It's good to have multiple backs. It was hot today, especially in the first half. And so, you know, Tony kind of rotated them, and that was good. You know, there was a couple drives there that, you know, we moved the ball down the field. I forget how many were, and it was about time to go with a new back because of how long those drives were. You know, it's going to be a long season. They're all going to carry it, but Trey, you know, is the starter. Mayan's right there, and Chip's right there as well. So, you know, I don't think Dallin got a bunch of work today either. He's going to have to play. You know, we only have one football, but you know, all those guys are deserving.
In the back, Spencer Holbrook on three.
Brent, in the last few years, in the first game, you guys seem to just have a little bit of clunkiness, I guess. Is that something that you expect? Is something that you tried to iron out? And what do you think the common thread there is? Because now it seems like each year, the first game just seems kind of a little off.
Well, I think what you want to do in the first game, and that was part of one of our goals this year, is win the first game, because it is kind of that way. I think back on, you know, Justin's first start in the FAU game. That was a clunky game. I forget what the final was there. I think it was 20-something to 3. You know, the Notre Dame game was a top 5 game, so that was a little bit different. You know, those games you're just trying to win. The Minnesota game was, again, a conference road game in a, you know, really tough environment. So you know, when you look at those games, you just got to get the first win. And that's really what you need to do. And then you identify it, because there's just unknowns when you have guys who are starting for the first time, kind of identify it and grow from there. So the goal is to win the first game. You know, you don't need to be playing your best football in the first game of the year, but you got to grow from it, and you got to make sure that win's under your belt, because, you know, in a few weeks, nobody cares. You know, the win's a win, and then you move on. But the goal is to get it, and then we got to grow. Yeah, yeah, that's the journey. That's the part I like, you know, going back now and figuring out, okay, where are we at? What did we anticipate? What you can do is take a bunch of chances and be reckless and all of a sudden put yourself at risk of losing a game. Can't do that. Probably could have been a little bit more aggressive at times today, but the number one goal is to get the win and then move forward. There's going to have to be times we're going to have to be more aggressive for sure. But, you know, I'm talking offense. I mean, I love the defense, though. I mean, talk about the defense, so I want to smile. And, I mean, if we play defense like this, we're going to have a chance. Certainly bigger challenges ahead, but I thought Tom did a nice job of replacing, you know, a good portion of his team and getting them game ready in the first game. You know, he did a nice job with that, and he's a very good coach, so a lot of respect for them. I mean, this is a conference game on the road.
Over to the right, Cameron Teague Robinson, The Athletic.
Brian, leading a really all summer, you talked a lot about how getting a quarterback in a game is completely different than practice, obviously. You wanted to see how a big part is seeing how they react to adversity.
Yeah.
How did you see Kyle react, obviously, to the pick and then just throughout the game?
I mean, some good things. Yeah, some good things in there. I mean, the pick was on fourth down, so didn't drop the way we'd like to. I'm not going to blame him for that. You know, if it went back the other way, it would have been a disaster, but we got him on the ground, so that was a fourth down deal. You know, he did make a play with his feet on one of the play actions. I thought that was good. you know, I know he wants to have a couple reads back, a couple things back, but, you know, until you really watch the film, it's hard to evaluate exactly how the overall body of work was in the game. And I think that's kind of what I felt like, you know, when I was trying to figure out whether to get Devin or not, in there or not. You know, when you get those first couple drives under your belt, you kind of get into the rhythm of the game. And I didn't want to have Devin go through that as well. And then all of a sudden we're in the second half and we're in a dogfight. Neither of them are in a rhythm. So that was my gut, and I went with it.
Was the plan always to play Devin, like when you put him in?
Yeah, my mind, you know, I wanted to get him in probably the third series and then probably the fifth or sixth, and it just didn't quite work out that way. So, you know, reevaluate it this week.
Folks, I'm going to keep Coach for a couple more questions. Players are getting ready to come out. JT's ready. Cade Stover is ready. But I'm going to go. So if anybody wants to move on, just kind of duck and quietly you can exit. Otherwise, I'm going to go to the left. Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
There was a lot of focus on the offensive line. Had its moments they were struggling. Yeah. What's your assessment of that?
Again, got to look at the film. I know where we need to be. We're not there yet, for sure. But got to look at the film and see and identify it. You know, I usually, if I say something right now, it's usually not accurate because, you know, you have a couple plays in mind that certainly you want to have back, but sometimes there's different reasons for that. And, you know, I'll give, you know, Matt and Tom a lot of credit. You know, they you know, changed up some things in terms of what they were doing. And so when you rep over and over certain things and they change it up a little bit, you know, that can get you off. And, you know, some of those guys don't have a ton of experience to fall back on. And so we'll figure out how they all grade it out. But I know in order to win championships, we're going to have to get better.
We'll go over to the right. Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Just a little bit more of the office. Was that about where you expected them to be the way they played today?
My expectation is, we run for 250, you know, throw for 300 and score 50 points. So we didn't do that today, but at the same time, we did win, and it was a start.
And we're going to wrap it up. Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Trying to play where we're down in that first half, laying on the shoulder. But, like, obviously, coming back in, that affected him at all the second half?
I don't believe it affected him anymore.
Coach, thank you
yep,
very much.
Thanks, guys.
All right, folks, we'll do some interviews outside of our locker room with the players. Thanks, Eric. Thanks, Doug. Thank you, Coach.